Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Drama League and Drama Desk Award nominee Julia Coffey has joined the company of the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival to take over the roles of Rosalind in As You Like It and Mariana and Mistress Overdone in Measure for Measure. Staged in the tent at Boscobel House and Gardens in Garrison, New York, and framed by stunning Hudson Valley views, As You Like It runs through August 27th, and the final performance of Measure for Measure will be on August 28th. Julia Coffey, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you have played Rosalind in As You Like It at Santa Cruz Shakespeare and Baltimore Center Stage, and now you're doing it on the beautiful Boscobel grounds in the Hudson Valley with Hudson Valley Shakespeare. What is it about the role that keeps you coming back?
Well, as I was explaining to a couple of kids that came the other night, one of them actually asked me a very smart question for a high schooler. She was like, how do you keep it fresh, you know, if you've played Rosalind 3 times in 2 years? And I said, actually, it's something I definitely have sort of come up against. And I thought, how am I going to make this fresh? But it's a play about love, and that every human being at any point in your life, you're going to have something to say about love. And it's always going to be different. But that's what's such a pleasure, is it's very informative about where I am in my life right now. And I sort of just plug right into it and explore what I have to say about love right now. And it's always resonant.
Are you you're cross-dressing to confuse and impress a guy right now?
Absolutely. Isn't that how you win over your lovers?
I haven't
Is that
tried
not
it.
The norm? It seems to work for me.
So at Hudson Valley Shakespeare, you have to sprint around out of doors. Does
yes,
that
indeed.
add a level of difficulty to the production?
Yes. In fact, I do some ankle rolls before every show just to sort of keep myself strong and in running good shape. And I have found a good running trail near our hotel. It's worth it. I have seen the show, obviously, since I've just come in. And it's such a great effect to see people running up over that hill that I definitely want to deliver.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's such a stunning place to do theater.
Yes, I find myself in, you know, some of my exits getting distracted by the moon in the sky and having to sort of snap myself back into the scene instead of watching the beautiful scenery.
Shakespeare is a big part of your career. You very much enjoy doing Shakespeare roles and have played a number of the great ladies of the Bard. What is it about that writing, those characters, that works for you? When did you discover your love for it, and why do you keep coming back to it?
I went to an all-girls school and played Ophelia in the fourth grade to a female Hamlet, and found myself a devotee of that young girl for the entire year because the power of the language was so strong. I think, too, it makes me feel really smart. It expands my mind by working on it. It makes me explore new ideas that I wouldn't have without the language, and kind of it broadens my imagination and taps into emotions that I think you don't readily explore on the day-to-day modern world. It's a very large world Shakespeare explores. There are large emotions. It's a big universe. And I kind of enjoy going to those extremes and exploring life in those large, you know, ways.
Hudson Valley Shakespeare is a rep company, and many of the cast members are in more than one show at a time. You are no exception to this. You've taken over Mariana and Mistress Overdone in Measure for Measure. How do you keep the plays straight? How do you learn all the roles at once? How does that work?
Well, they say rep is not for sissies, and it is true. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, those other two parts are a little smaller in size. Rosalind's the biggest Shakespeare part for women, and so that keeps me busy. But I did tell Davis, the director of Measure for Measure, after I first saw the show, I said, you know, you neglected to tell me that Jess is doing a Polish accent for Mistress Overdone, and that is not at my fingertips. So that was a bit of a rush for me to try and find a Polish accent, and fast.
And do you have to do it? He didn't let it go?
You know, he was kind of just giggly about it and just said, well, what's going to happen? So my Mistress Overdone is a little more Russian than Polish, but okay. That seems to still work for the cast.
When you, because you, we haven't said this outright, but you're replacing in the season in all these roles.
Yes.
How did you find out about them? Did you jump at the opportunity? What did you have to consider before deciding to come up for August to do Shakespeare at Boscobel?
Well, I was finishing Hedda Gabler in D.C. at Studio Theater, and Davis called me, and you know, I'll do anything for Davis. He's such a wonderful director, and I think he's doing a beautiful job at Hudson Valley. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, I was free, and who's going to say no to spending the summer in the Hudson Valley and playing with Shakespeare and playing these beautiful parts with a great cast? So I really did leap at the opportunity and was very grateful that he called me to do it.
And this is the first time you've been in Hudson Valley Shakespeare.
It is. It is.
And it's proving to be a pleasant experience.
It's fantastic. I mean, I'm in love with the chipmunks. I'm in love with the view. I haven't done a couple of hikes yet, but it's on my list of things to do. And I'm even okay with the bug bites. I'm learning how to deal with those. And the other night, there was a huge black spider on my Orlando during one of the wooing scenes. And I am terrified of spiders, but I just very calmly flicked it off of his neck and carried on with the scene. So I'm growing. I'm growing as a human being in this experience. I'm becoming a braver person.
Well, how do you keep it fresh? Put spiders on your co-stars.
There you go, obviously. I'm learning a lot of new tricks.
The shows are directed by different people. Davis directed Measure for Measure and Gay Taylor Upchurch directed As You Like It. Does the director come back to do put-in rehearsals with you as you take over the roles?
Indeed. In fact, she and I had a one-on-one in New York, and then she came in for a couple of days, and I even just talked to her a couple of days ago. She checked in. So she's been very much a part of the process, as has Davis, and which is really helpful for me. It makes me feel like I'm getting the personal attention, and I'm not completely alone out there and being thrown into this already very seamless production. So, yes, it's been very helpful to have their help and their direction.
I mentioned that you do a lot of Shakespeare. You also, of course, do other types of plays and contemporary plays. Are the muscles flexed different depending on the period, depending on the playwright?
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, like I said before, I think Shakespeare just asks a larger portion of you. It's such a bigger world. And so the emotion sizes are bigger and takes your whole body. And it's just sort of expands your mind in a very different way than modern plays, I find. And I think there's less heavy lifting. Once you're on the train in a Shakespeare play, there's really no getting off, and it takes such care of you. There's such support in the language that even on your worst nights, if you're not feeling, you know, we've had a rash of sort of a head cold going through the cast.
And 'tis the season.
It is the season, I guess so. Mm. And even then, people just kind of are able to be supported by the text itself and the story itself. It really does carry you.
Jane Kaczmarek was on the show the other day speaking with Joe Donahue, who's the host of the program. And she was talking about how in doing newer plays, there's a lot of, you know, realistic dialogue, interruptive dialogue, pages and pages where you go, well, but
yeah, it's really hard to learn.
Exactly. That's what she was saying. I was going to ask you about that, too. But then Shakespeare or Chekhov or somebody carries you through with unrealistic, heightened sort of speeches, but that are still relatable.
Yes. And in fact, I mean, I would say that a large portion of the fact that I'm able to do Rosalind is because the language is almost like music, and music sticks in your head and stays in your head. And even though it was in February that I played Rosalind last, the lines were so already there. I barely needed to look at the script because it's like music and it's so much more easy to remember. The modern plays of learning, is there an there? Are there two and then a well? Or, you know.
Right, because the playwright has
expletives.
Right, has intended them specifically. I mean, they wrote them a certain way. So
and you want to honor the playwright because that is, again, it becomes part of a rhythm that's unique to that playwright, and you want to honor their musicality. And it's just Shakespeare's musicality seems to be easier to remember. I don't know why.
Julia Coffey performs Rosalind in As You Like It and Mariana and Mistress Overdone in Measure for Measure at Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival until the end of the month. For ticket and showtime information, visit hvshakespeare.org. That link is posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Julia, it's been a great pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for taking the time, and enjoy the Hudson Valley.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.